This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My husband never ceases to amaze me, and the other day he did something that is impossible.
That's what most men do.
Physically impossible to do. He locked himself out of our house.
That's not physically impossible.
It is when you have nothing but deadbolts on your doors. You have to have a key to lock the door.
Wait. So the deadbolt was locked?
I don't know what he did. All I know is I came home from Costco and I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo, pull up into the driveway. And he walks from the back of the house out. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm grilling. And I was like, okay. He goes, yeah, well, I walked out to grill and I locked myself out. So I figured while I was out here, I'd grill and have a steak. It's like, wait, how did you lock yourself out? There's a deadbolt on the front door. The back door is a slider.
His attitude is absolutely amazing there. Why I love him. He just defied physics and did something that's impossible. And he doesn't seem stressed about it at all.
Yeah.
He's cooking a steak. He's like, hi, honey. Yeah, just locked myself out. Or you're going, babe, how did you do that?
Well, I was like, well, how long have you been out here? Why didn't you call me? And he's like, well, I knew you were at Costco. And I had brought the meat out. So I just figured I'd have lunch while I was waiting for you to get home. I was like, okay. I guess that's like best case scenario if you are going to lock yourself out that you can grill and have lunch while you're waiting for somebody to come home.
I love him more, but I'm curious. Could it have been the kids?
No, they were at school.
Then how did he do it? Is there a conclusion to this?
I don't know.
And that's what
I was telling him. I'm like, it's physically impossible for you to lock yourself out. You had to have the key to lock the front door. I don't know what he did. And so, yeah.
He didn't have a care in the world about it either.
No, and he was fine with it. He was like, well, I took the afternoon, I had my lunch, and yeah.
Why do I find this so funny? I've just got a picture of him in my head just grilling steaks. Hi, how you doing? Having a beer?
I can tell you the last time I locked myself out, it was I got out of the shower because somebody had told me my dog ran away, and I walked out in my towel. So my scenario was way worse than his scenario.
Yeah, I locked myself out at a place that wasn't mine with about 9 other people.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in 6 minutes.
All right. Let's hear about the time you locked yourself out. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. Well, I can tell that you...
So you got home the other day, Kelly, saw your husband outside happily grilling steaks with a beer in his hand, then realized he'd locked himself out of the house, but he defied physics because there's deadbolts on the house.
Not a care in the world for being locked out. He wasn't even stressing about it. He was like, I had lunch, I waited for you to come home. Okay, honey.
My bachelor party, like in 2012, I had like 10 people from Australia come,
mm-hmm.
and we rented out a place in the Hollywood Hills. The most awesome place ever. We dropped a fortune on this place.
Bougie.
Anyway, we all went our separate ways. It was like 3 groups of us one day, and no one brought the key. No one brought the key.
So somebody locked the door. Y'all walked out.
We all walked out. We all got back, and yeah, we couldn't get in. We looked everywhere. And then we started criticizing each other. It's his fault. It's his fault. No, you were the last one out.
So how'd you get back in?
Nearly turned into a brawl. We had to call the person to own the place. He was somewhere out of state, so he couldn't do anything. So we had to call the locksmith and change all the locks on the dude's house.
Ooh.
And he told us we could do it. It was crazy. We were outside for about 5-6 hours while all this was going on when we paid a fortune to rent this place. It wasn't good.
You didn't even get to enjoy it. Jeffrey and San Bernardino, what happened to you when you got locked out?
Okay, so about 2 years ago, I was leaving my house and I had automatic locks on the door where you close the door and it locks itself, kind of like a restroom kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I left my keys, and I was getting ready to go to work, and I closed the door, and the door locked, and I couldn't get back in, and I had to pry the window open on the side of the house, get in. I had to climb through, landed on the coffee table, climbing through, because I forgot the coffee table was right by the window, and then get my keys, get out. Needless to say, I made it to work like 5 minutes before clock in time.
You're a ninja.
But It was a hot mess, and yeah, I pulled some ninja moves on that one, dude. I swear.
Did you break the coffee table?
No, I didn't break it, but I rolled off the side of it, and I was like, oh my God. I knocked a bunch of stuff over, but I waited until I got home to pick up the mess.
But I made it to work on time. That is dedication.
I tried, girl.
Check out the 909. You gotta love kids. Says, there was this one time my four-year-old locked me out of the house. Then he just sat there on the couch watching me as I struggled to break into my own house.
What a great kid. Hope he had a soda and popcorn in his hand and was just enjoying life.
You struggling out there, Mom? Oh, you want to come in? Let's hear about the time you locked yourself out. You could call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. It is physically impossible to do what my husband did. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. He continues to amaze me. But the other day, he locked himself out of our house, which you can't do. We have a glass slider. We have deadbolts on all the other doors. I don't know how he did it. He was fine with it because he was walking out to grill. So he just sat there. He grilled a steak while he was waiting for me to come home from Costco.
And you still haven't worked out how he did it to this day.
No. And I think the fact that like it didn't bother him, he was like, eh, it happened. I was like, okay.
Actually, I'm laughing at some of these texts here. Like the 909. Locked my car door and my finger stuck in the door.
Oh.
Did not move quick enough. Keys are in my purse. Trying to get my keys out with my finger stuck and bleeding in my car door.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally got my finger out. Had to have surgery to remove my finger now and stitch up my finger. Let's just say it wasn't a good day.
No, not at all. It was a very bad day. President San Bernardino, what happened to you when you locked yourself out?
Well, I work security, and I was at a facility I was securing, and I had to do an outside patrol, and I forgot the keys inside the building. So I had to call my dad to bring a ladder so I could climb the fence to get back inside the building. It was horrible.
Well, the good news is anybody called to say somebody was breaking in, you would have got the call. I'd be like, no, it's me. It's okay. I'm security.
Well, actually, the funny thing was the manager called me in the office to show me the video of me having to climb over the fence.
How high was this fence, man, and how flexible are you?
I weigh 310 pounds. It's not because I'm tall. It's because I'm fat, right? So I had to Kung Fu Panda over this fence that was swaying back and forth. It was horrible.
I guarantee you would have done better than me, though. I promise.
Maybe.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where you calling from?
I'm from Fontana, but I don't know if I want to say my name because this is rather embarrassing.
Okay.
You can remain anonymous.
Definitely.
Okay. So I went on a business trip with my husband, and alcohol was involved. And for some reason, I went outside of the hotel room topless and locked myself out. So I was knocking, trying to wake up my husband, but not knocking so loud so to wake up others. Anyway, I went down the hall, had to call security, and they had to come and let me in. It was very embarrassing.
Okay, let me ask you this, because anytime you have to go get like a key or let into your room, they usually ask for some sort of ID. Since you didn't have a top on, I'm assuming you didn't have ID. Did they just trust you enough?
I know. That's what I thought after. Yes, they did.
Oh, my gosh. were you just holding them with your hands to cover them?
Exactly. It was embarrassing, but luckily I probably must have still had alcohol in me, so it didn't bother. I wasn't. But I would never do that sober.